Tes Teves, Sunday the 5th of January, Rabbi Reuven Atlas, Reuven Reishis Oni. This week's Torah Wave is sponsored by family Danny and Sylvie Tamlin to mark the Bar Mitzvah yesterday of their son Ephraim Aviad.
Kutzavach, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Machsoya Dafa Yomi, Hayom Yom Rishon Fereshis Goyim Amalek, on Asara B'Teves when they lay siege to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's incumbent upon us in this Sedra, which mentions the Yisod of Rishon Reishis, to understand a little bit how that manifests itself through the brachos of Yaakov Avinu in this week's Sedra, and the whole inyan of Yaakov Avinu versus Esav in the inyan of Reishis and Bechora. We begin with this week's Sedra. In Parsha states that Yaakov Avinu gives a brocha to Reuven. The brocha to Reuven includes Reuven, Bechori Ato. You're my Bechor. And for Shteitzach, everything in Pasuk isn't a statement of fact, but it's Nichlal in the Brocha to Reuven. So it's a Brocha to Reuven to remind that Bechori Ato, you are my Bechor, Koichi Vereshis Oini, you are my Reishis Oin. Rashi said, Pshatin Reishis Oin, he tippa Rishona Shaloi. This was Yaakov Avinu's tippa rishona, shloi ro'o keri miyomov. He had never seen keri until the zivug with Leah, and that's reishis oinoi. That's the gavalta gashvach, but aleinu tzufashtein, what is that got to do with the brocha to Reuven? Is lechoira, we have to say that the fact that Reuven is Reishis Oin Tipa Rishona must be the Sibba why he is the Bechor. Reuven Bechori Ato, because you're Koichi Vereishis Oini. And if that's not a svara to say Pshat in Pasuk, it certainly states before us, I say, in Kli Yoka. In Kli Yoka state, Vezer Lishonoi, Zot the Kli Yoka. Yet roi atol lo bechoira lefi shekoichi vereishis oini atol. So it seems that the definition of bechoira in posuk is kavua, or because he was tippa rishona. Is the problem with that? The halacha is that tippa rishona does not define bechoira. Peter rechem defines bechoira. As we know from the famous Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, that was the whole inyan. Yaakov and Esav are wrestling of Yisroitasu Habonim Bekirbo in the womb of Rivka, because Yaakov says, I'm born from the Tippa Rishona, and therefore he was grabbed the heel of Esav. I want to come out first, I want to be the Bechor. But Esav was born Peterechem first, and therefore Esav is the Bechor. Later on there was a sale. But at that point in time, Esav is the Bechor because it's dependent on Peterechem. And therefore it's incumbent upon us to understand, why does Yaakov Avinu choose Reishis Oini, Tipa Rishona, as his definition of Reuven the Bechor, when Bechor is dependent upon Peterechem? Yeah. Time for a story. Once upon a time, true story, in the time of the Vilna Gaon, there was a Maisa Shahoyo. It was that a man married a woman. These things happen. But after a short amount of time, they didn't get on, and he divorced her after a short amount of time. And it wasn't very long at all until this man married a second woman. Yeah. That's not the end of the story. The story continues. 7 months later, after having married the second lady, she has a baby boy, his baby boy, Peterechem Le'imoy. Classic Bechor situation. Pidyon Abenu Kudoim. 2 months later, his first wife has a baby boy born after full term pregnancy after 9 months. Peterechem Le'imoy. Full bona fide Bechor. Definitely a din of Pidyon Aben. And the Shaila came arose, but who is going to take the Pi Shnayim? When this person has run out of wives, Lachamev Esrin Shona, and he is now in a position to be Mamchil Yerusha to his children, and Dini's Bechoya takes Pi Shnayim. You can't have two Bechorim taking Pi Shnayim, that's a Stiru Meneu Bey. Who is the Bechor Lenachal? Famously, as is brought and quoted in Svarim in the name of the Vilna Gaon grasped this Shaila, this predicament and this Shaila, and showed the Psak from a Remez in Psukim at the beginning of Parshas Kisetze. At the beginning of Parshas Kisetze states a Posuk, Ki Sihyena Le'ish Shtei Noshim, Ha'achas Ahuva Va'achas Snua. And the kashas the Gaon ask, because we don't call ladies snua, it's not respectful. Snua, go for it. Snua, hated, don't go for it. It's not friendly. But the Torah calls ha'achas ahuva, and he takes a second woman, ha'achas snua. V'yoldeloi bonim, ha'ahuva v'ha'snua, says the posuk. They both have babies, the ahuva and the snua. Then the posuk says, v'ha'ya ben ha'bachol sneer. First child one was to the sneer. Asked the Gaon, but the Posuk just said, for Yoldalu Bonim, or Ahuva, Mashwatahu Ahuva first, Vahasnua and the Snua, and then, but the Torah then says, Vahoya Habena Bechor the Snia, to the Bechor is to the second woman, Vahoya Beyoim Hinchilo Es Bonov, Es Asher Yehieloi, Lo Yuchel Avakes Beno Ahuva Pnea Ben Asnua Habachor, Ki Abachor Ben Asnua, Yakir Loses Loi Pishnaim. Says the Vilna Gaon, we see from the fact that first the child of the Ahuva seems to be born, yet the Torah says, Vahoya ben Abachor l'sneer, we must be talking about this situation. V'yodol ibonim, Ahuva conceived first, but Vahoya ben Abachor peterechem was to the sneer, to the second woman. She's called sneer because it's Marames to this situation where she was divorced from the husband. And the Posuk paskens clearly, Yakir loses loy pishnayim, that we go after the Bechoya ben hasneer, the firstborn child of the first woman. We go after conception, not after the first child to be born, but the first child to be conceived. It's very famous in the name of the Vilna Gaon.
The
Ahuva was conceived first.
Married
and conceived first. But the child born first was to the sneer. And the Torah and the Posuk seems to say that the Bechor Nachala for Pishnaim is the son of that first woman, in the name of the Vilna Gaon. This is the Loshein quote of the Netziv in Amit Dova. He nishma b'shem ha'gro, zichroi me'livrocha, lehefech, shehoichin acha ha'ibur, that we go after indeed the conception, V'loy amin l'koil ha-shmua b'shem rabbeinu ha-gra sheker heid b'shmoy. I think the Netziv is taking exception that this could ever have been said by the Vilna Gaon. We don't go after Ibur. Halacha pasuka, we go after Bechoya is always Peterechem, and the first Peterechem is the Bechoya. We don't go after Ibur. What is ever the relevance of Ibur, of conception, when it comes to defining a Bechor? which is the question we're asking on the broch of Yaakov Avinu when he says to Reuven, Bechori, because Reish Yisoni, because you're my tipa Rishona, and which is a halach in conception. And the Nutziv asks, we don't go after Ibur, conception, in defining a firstborn. And Amit Sashem, I would very much like to give Ta'am, I don't know if I can completely answer, but certainly Ta'am and Svara to the psak of the Vilna Gaon.
Is there a requirement for the man and the woman to be married for the child to be a Bechor?
Not as far as I know.
In other words, he wasn't married to the first wife. He divorced the first wife.
At this point in time, he had divorced her, but that's not relevant.
He had his Bechor from the second wife.
Well, he had the first Leda was from the second wife, but the first conception was with the first wife. And the fact that they're now divorced wouldn't have any relevance to the definition of who is the firstborn. At the end of the day, it's his son. He might have divorced the wife, but it's his son, 100% his son.
Conception is a reliable way of, I mean, how could you ever know? Especially with twins.
It's one of the halachas that normally we need two edim, but a father is believed to say alone that he is my bechor. So a ne'emonus which the Torah gives to a father to define his own bechor.
He gives the okay.
Yeah. Let's learn a Rashi, another Rashi ala Torah, famous Rashi, which we alluded to before. Yaakov is called Al Shem, the fact that he grabbed Esav's heel. Let's go through that Rashi. It says Rashi, Bedin hoya oicheis boi la'akvoi. There in Rivka's womb, Bedin, that means he had a din, he had a halacha, he had a right to grab the heel of Esav. Yaakov notzo mitipu rishoina, as Rashi goes on to explain, because Yaakov was born from was conceived from the tipu rishoina, Esav minashniyo. Therefore, the Yaakov bore la akvoi, shehe rishon la leder, kurishon la yitzir of yifto es rachmo. Therefore, Yaakov was saying, so I've got to be the peterechem, I've got to come out first, because I was first conceived. That's Rashi, ala Torah in Parshas Toldos. The question is, what does Rashi mean? Bedin hoya oicheis boi la'akvoi, that Yaakov had a right to grab Esav's heel. What right? Rashi says what right, because he was born from the tipa rishona. But what right is that? As we've explained, peterechem is that which is the only, seemingly only definition of a bechor. So what does Rashi mean that Yaakov had a din to grab hold of the ekev of Esav? What din? Where do we ever find such a din? In Torah, in Halacha, where do we ever find such a din? Yaakov knew, I've got to be peterechem to be the bechor. But he seems to have a din in order to be able to, it's my right to have the peterechem to come out first, because I'm born from tipa rishona. What right is that? What din does Rashi refer to? Yeah. The Ketzos HaChoshen in Siman Reish Ayin Ches asks a kasha. We find that later on, Esav sells the Bechora, and we're going here, Bechora is explaining here, understanding that Bechora means pi shnayim, the double inheritance in coming up, lachamev esrim shlomo. Esav sells that to Yaakov. Ask the Ketzos HaChoshen there in Reish Ayin Ches, how? We have a rule in Halacha, in Kinyonim, Ein Odom Makne Dova Shaloi Bo Le'olam. If there's something which hasn't yet come Le'olam in my garden, as we speak, I have a very winterfied apple tree with no zecher of an apple. If I come up to you and say, hey, do you want to buy next year's apple crop? That's not going to work, because you can't sell the apple, because ain't not a makne dova shaloi boli olam. The apple is not b'olam. So Yaakov asks, how can Esav sell a dova shaloi boli olam, the double inheritance? How can you sell that to Yaakov when the double inheritance is not yet enacted, since it doesn't come into play until Yitzchok would pass away? She can sell a kesuva. You can sell a kesuva because you can sell a halva or you can sell a shibut that you can sell. When somebody's mishabed something to something, mishabed himself to sell something, that can be sold. But an object, an entity, not selling a right to it, but selling the entity itself, that's a dovah shaloi bolioilon. So in this situation, answers the Ketzei Sechoshen, that you know, although you can't sell a dovah shaloi bolioilon, you can be masalik. You could say, okay, not mine anymore. So if regarding the apple in my garden, I can say, okay, I relinquish now, I can make a kinyan, and I can relinquish all rights to the apple in my garden. And therefore, when the apple in the garden grows, it will grow into a state of ownerlessness, otherwise known as hefka, and odon can be masalek from a dover shaloi bo lioyon. That's the end of the Ketzei Sechoshen. Or so we thought. Because l'cha'ora, the Ketzei Sechoshen, on the surface of it, only asked half a question, and his answer is half a question. But the question has to be completed, and for that we don't have an answer. What do I mean? Because not only is there a shaila that how can Esau be makne dovah shaloi boli olam, there's also the question of how could Yaakov be koine dovah shaloi boli olam, which in halacha is the equal problem. Just like you can't sell, neither can you buy. And the Ketzei Sechoshen has beautifully answered that Esau can remove his ownership from something which isn't yet in existence, but that hasn't explained how Yaakov Avinu could be koine the bechoira dover shaloi bo lioilom. I want to say as follows, b'siyata d'shmaya, is it seems from all of this that Yaakov Avinu, because he was conceived from the Tipa Rishona, he was the Tipa Rishona of Yitzchok Avinu, that gives him a name of a Bechoya Bakoyach, not Lahalocha Bapoyel, unless he would be Peter Rechem. And therefore, that's the Bedin. That's the right Yaakov thought he had in order to grab the heel of Esau and say, no, me first, because Tipa Rishona is a Sibba for Bechoira. As we see in the Brocha to Reuven in this week's Sedra, Bechoira is also dependent on Tipa Rishona. And therefore, the Ketzei Sechoshen doesn't even have to ask. Once Esav is masalik from the Bechoira, Dovah Shaloi bo lioilom, it's memela Yaakov Avinu's. Yaakov Avinu was always a Bechoira b'sibah. And halacha l'maisa, he wouldn't be zoicha b'poil to take the din pishnayim, because Esav got there first with the peterechem. But once Esav's masalik from the nachalo pishnayim, memela Yaakov Avinu would automatically assume the din b'chaya, because b'sibah he already was a b'chaya. I saw such a losha in Mufurish in Netziv. Bechoiri ato, says the Netziv there in Hamikdov in this week's Sedra. The Netziv there talks about there's a segula of Bechoira Pnimius, and there's also the din Bechoir. There's a din of Zechila Leinion Bechoir Lemaisa, but there's also a segula Pnimius of Bechoir. That ties up, I saw in the Sefer, that ties up fantastically with Yaakov and Yisroel. In Parsha Shmos, we're going to hear the beautiful description of Klal Yisroel, B'ni Bechoiri Yisroel. Is the pnimius dikakoichis of Yaakov Avinu as they manifest themselves in the Shem Yisroel, That is the koyach apnimi, which includes the bechora pnimius. We'll explain more as we go along. Of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu besibba was indeed a bechora straight away from the beginning of the fact of conception, because he was the first to be conceived before Yaakov, before Esav, and therefore thus and hence, we've got a ta'am in this inyan, this shaila, which came to pass in the time of the Vilna Gaon, and a havona to begin to understand, not only to begin, but to begin to understand the halacha paskened by the Vilna Gaon. Because in this unique situation, we had two women who were both peter rechem. So the Netziv asks, so therefore we go after the first of Peter Rechem. Because the Netziv apparently seems to discount the fact that Ibur should have any relevance, that conception should have any relevance. But we would like to say that conception indeed does have relevance. And therefore where we have a situation where both women are Peter Rechem, so we can tick that box, and then it's just that we're going to compare one to the other on our comparison site, we will see that the son of the first woman, he has the maila of being Reishis Oinoi. And that happens to be, although the Gaon doesn't point at that particular phraseology in the posuk, but in that posuk in Kisetse, that is the reason given. The reason given is he should yakir losis loy pishnai bchalashim tzeloy ki hu reishis oinoi. Reishis oinoi is a sibba for bechora, and therefore when they're both peterechem, we can begin to understand why the Vilna Gaon paskened that the ben who ahuva, because he was conceived first, he will be the din of bechora lenachalo.
Why don't you say the firstborn? He was the firstborn from the second one, yeah, and that made him a father. So that's why he should be, actually, although it both of them are better than
him. Yeah, the Netziv is definitely with you, and you're with the Netziv, because he was the one who was born first, and as I mentioned, the Netziv halacha lemaisa. But there's the other havana is, despite the fact that he was born first, and he made his daddy into a daddy, but how do we know, that daddy is fixed by the child born first. Maybe daddy is fixed by the child conceived first.
Comes
Asura Bateves, and we have a picture in our mind. Asura Bateves is a picture of Esav on the outside, laying siege to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yiro Shlema, to the Pnimius, the Yiro of Klal Yisrael, of Yerushalayim. We have Esav surrounding on the outside, and we have the Pri on the inside. We have that classic picture of the klipa surrounding the peri. That's the picture of Esav laying siege to Yerushalayim. That is the mirror of Vayitzrotzitzu Habonim Bekirbo, is that we have the Bechor HaPnimi, as we've explained, that's Yaakov Avinu, and surrounded by the Peter Rechem, the Chitzonius Dika Bechor, is Esav, who is born first as the Peter Rechem. It's brought that we always have to have the klipa Kodem Leperi. The flesh of a fruit is never, dove never comes into being on this apple tree in my garden until the skin is first there. As the peri develops within the fruit, we have a rule always that klipa is kodem leperi. Esav had to first be the bechor. He was born peter rechem, but the peri, the bechora hapnimius, and we'll explain what Pnimius means in a minute. Practically, the Bechira HaPnimius was that belonged to Yaakov Avinu, even from the time of conception. What is this? What is this Bechira HaPnimius? Is the Torah describes the Klipa on the outside, the Esav Amalek, as Rishis Goyim Amalek. First, Amalek is described as Rishis, always Klipa Kodim Leperi. He had chapped, everything has got two sides, Kedusha and the other side. And Amalek has Bechor. Amalek has Rishis. I'm the first. How does he grab this inyan of being the first? So the Pasuk in Mishlei says is that the Yetzer Hara is a melech zokein uksil. He dampens every bit of enthusiasm. The Bechora HaPnimius of Yaakov Avinu is our hischadjus, our being in tune with Rosh Chodesh, Zman from hischadjus, our being in tune with Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, a man from Ischadshus. We want to be in tune. Our Yetzer Tov is always in tune with, it's the first day of the Machzor of Daf Yomi, and even if I'm not involved, but I'm excited. Because we're excited about everything new and about everything about recreation. I love my recreation time. I plan all my holidays well in advance of going back to school for a new term. I love my recreation. I love that ability to always be Mischadish. But Rishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek takes the Rishis, that enthusiasm for everything new, and cools it down. Asher Korcho Baderech. He makes it cool, he makes it cold. Hence the phrase today around, hey, are you cool? Do you want to chill? That is Amalek cooling everything down. Chillax, be laid back. Yeah, we have to approach our Torah and Avodah and our Hischadshus in a beholadic way, but Chalila v'chas, we don't like cool and chilled. We love hot, burning. We're ready to go. We are warm to the touch. That's the vichuach in the Rishis between Bani Bechori Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Beis HaLevi says already, when was Yitzias Mitzrayim? What's the point when we can say, Yotzu, they've come out? And the Beis HaLevi says, Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros was Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the pshat in that? That Makas Bechoros was Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because it's certainly in a ruchnias sticker sense, Makas Bechoros. We slammed the Bechori Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is part of Amalek. We slammed the Bechori Mitzrayim. You have no right to this shame, Bechor. But din hoya oiches boila akva. It's our din. We were born from Tippur Rishona. Bani Bechori Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already described us as. And therefore, we are assuming the mantle. But at that rega, The Bechori Mitzrayim was smashed, and the Bechori Yisrael were niskadesh. That was the mirroring of Yankov being oiches be'akev Esav, because in the right, in Badin, Yankov Avinu had the right as a Bechor, noitzo mitipo rishoyma, to assume and to realize this koyach hapnimi of being a bechor. So I would like to end off where I started. Mamash a gut avoch, mamash yom yom rishon l'shabbos avoch from his chadshus. And when we come to Asara b'teves, it should be as Hashem be haba aleinu l'tova. We won't let the melech ksil also be the zokein to damp any enthusiasm we have for Torah v'Avodah.